Oh, more of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Good evening, family. Woo! I am on one right now. Let me grab my composure, because worship. Oh my God, we talked about that last week, and finishing strong is that worship is extravagant respect to God. It's honoring God. When he says worship in spirit and in truth, it has to be intentional relationship. It has to be intentional actions. It has to be intentional feelings. And I know you heard me say that we are not physical people, but we are spiritual beings when we become children of Christ. Oh, welcome to all of you tonight that have joined us here on Guiding Light Ministries International Radio /TV and everything else that God is about to launch through this ministry. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for joining the followers of the Now Network and P2P Ministry. Thank you. But most of all, I honor you for saying yes to the Word of God. Oh no, we're here for no other reason but to confirm the Word of God. No, not by power, not by might, not my own descriptions and my own ways of putting things out, but the Word of God that is true. I just said, worshiping is in spirit. Oh, you got to know him spiritually. You have to have a relationship with God one-on-one spiritually. It can't just be because it was the way your mama did it, the way your daddy did it, the way the church did it. You must have a personal relationship with God. And it must go to a level of worship that is no one can interfere. No one can duplicate. No one can get involved in the place where God dwells. Just for me. I'm talking about me right now, and I'm praying that you're saying, oh, that resonates with me, because that sounds just like what I need to do. I need to have a personal relationship with God that when I know I'm in his presence, it's not because he is coming, it's because I have changed positions and that I have now elevated myself to being acceptable in his eyesight. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to be acceptable in your eyesight. We don't want any other accolades. We don't need any other congratulations. We don't need any other plaques or degrees or titles. What we need is to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise before we go any further. We know that God is about to explode through your relationship with him, because, oh my God, you have to set yourself in place to say, I'm ready for whatever it is that you have for me, because I serve you, and I'm not just going to begin strong, I'm going to finish strong. Oh, somebody ought to high five me and say, I'm finishing strong, because it's not so much what you do, but how you do it. Will you continue to wake up in your mind, get up in your thinking, move in your purpose and say, I will continue? Or will you let obstacles, will I let obstacles always turn me to the other way and always make me say, I can't do it. It's too hard. Why are they always on me? Well, see, you have to know as well as I know, obstacles are there to make you stronger. Without an obstacle, I can never have a sermon to preach to myself. See, we've heard so many messages that just got a hand clap, and so many messages that got a shout and a hallelujah. Can we start to really speak some word about finishing strong that really means I'm living strong? Jesus. I'm living strong every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. And I'm continuing the role because I will be repetitious in my relationship with God. Oh, and I know so many of us out there have a testimony. The way we did not finish our relationship with people have already caused so many disasters. so many situations that are that seem unfixable. So many situations that people blame you for. Oh yeah, they need to blame you. So when they see them blaming you, they can learn to blame themselves. Oh no, you did this to me, but it was still my fault. You were involved in it, but it was still my responsibility. And family, when we learn that this relationship with God is one-on-one, we now start to hold ourselves accountable to the word of God that says, I must follow God. See, most of us don't even know God. If you don't know God, how can you love God? If you don't love God, you can't talk to God. Oh, and if you can't talk to God, you definitely can't hear him. And then if you can't hear God, how can you worship him? Oh, Jesus. And if you can't worship him, how can you stand with him? And then on top of that, if you can't stand with God, you can't celebrate. See, somebody has to know that when you are in relationship with God, it's all about knowing him. Because when I know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, it does not eliminate you even in your stuff, even in your mess, even in the things that you're going through. It still says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now here's the difference, that whosoever believe. See, you have to cross over into belief. And you have to make God believable to yourself. You have to convince yourself that every word of this Bible from Genesis to Revelation is true. You're no longer worrying about who the author was. You're not trying to do research on who did the commentary. You're not trying to get the different translation. You know that this is the word of God. Yes, inspired by men, but it is the word of God. It must be a requirement. Thank you, Katrina. The word must be true. Now, you say it's just paper. The word is who? Somebody type that in as fast as you can. Shout it out. The word is Jesus. Go to John chapter 1. I want you to turn your Bibles away. First, put your Bibles, put your pen on John 17. But go to John 1. Let me show you something about the word. Just a little quick recap of the word. See, we always think the word is this paper. The word is not logos, it is rhema. And if you look at it logos, you now are living in contradiction to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 when it says the letter kills, but the spirit, oh my God, gives life. Does anybody want to do a little exercise with me tonight? You don't even have to interact. But just think of this situation in your head. I said to you today, table. What's your table look like? No. I didn't ask you to write it down. I said the word table. Oh, you said it's brown. It has this. Oh, I'm talking about that table when you made it. When you have really reached the pinnacle that you can buy the kind of table you want. What does it look like? See, family, it didn't look like T-A-B-L-E as table is spelled. It looked like the table. Oh, my God. Look at chair. What's your chair look like? Come on, my fellas. If I got any brothers out there listening. Chair. What's your chair look like? Oh, it's comfortable. It's padded. It got pockets for the remote. It has a cup holder. It has a shade and a light for reading. Chair. You didn't see C-H-A-I-R. You saw the picture. See, the word of God is the same thing. Logos word means you see nothing but the letter written from a horizontal plane. But logos word, rhema, when it transfers to rhema, it now is perceptional word. That you see the letter turned into vision. That you see the word of God on the inside like never before. That you know now that when you read the word, it becomes life and life that dwells in me. Oh no, put your name on it. Go ahead and claim it too. But life that lives in me. Watch this in John chapter 1, verse 1. It says, in the beginning. Do you want to know what happened in the beginning? In the beginning was the Word. and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things, verse 3, were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Oh my God. Do you remember in Genesis when it says, he said, let there be, and it was. Let there be, and it was. And at the end of it being, it was good. See, one word spoken from God, it is immediate existence. But do you know that that was Jesus in the beginning? Because it's the same word. Because the same word then was in the beginning is the same word now that came to save me. It's the same word now that I can live by, and I can have the same life that that life tried to give. Freedom. Freedom of my mind. Freedom of my spirit. Freedom of my soul, that the word could be what the word was supposed to be. Watch this. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Somebody better get some recognition on the light. And the light that shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend. Oh my God, some things about to change for you tonight, because you still think you're getting along with being in darkness. No, it's no comprehension. That's why you're so confused. That's why you're so out of sort. That's why you don't know what's really going on, because you are not in the place that God has called you to. See, if you walk in the light, you will fulfill the light. If you act like the light, you will be the light. Oh my God. And if you let the light shine, don't you remember that was the first song? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Don't you know that your light must shine when the light lives in you? But you have to know that it's the word. You have to know that it's not something that's made. It's the word. This word was given to us not to trick us, but to teach us and to, watch this, relate with us. That we can have a personal relationship with God through his word. Oh my God, I'm so excited right now, because my relationship goes higher and higher when I relate with the word of God. I know I'm in his presence. Don't tell me or ask me or question me, do I know God? I spend time with God. Yes, I know him. No question. I am fivefold. No limits, because I spend time with God. And he taught me that if I study myself to be approved, oh, I'm going to start strong. I'm going to walk strong. I'm going to finish strong, because my purpose is being strong in the Lord. Don't you know Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10? Says, finally, my brethren. Oh my God. Now let me break this down. This one word, finally. Stop right there. It's a comma right after that word in Ephesians. Go on and turn over there and check me if you want to. But there's a comma right after finally. Don't you know, when we heard final, we think it's the end of the race. Every time we hear something about final, and we think it's over. No, this is Paul explaining that he finally receive the revelation. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Don't you know it's time for you to get some finally in you? Not that I'm finally finished. No, I finally got it. That's the revelation. Oh my God, I got it. The light bulb first, it finally went off. Finally. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Get out the way. What the man saying worship, he says, less of me and more of you is what I need. See, when I'm doing me, I'm messing up. If I was teaching you guys some stuff that I was trying to put together, we would all be messed up. And if you was trying to follow me, which I'm not going to let you, but if you were trying to follow me, we'd all be followed and messed up. I'm not going to have your burdens on me. I have enough that I am working on to be ready, finally strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That now I can know. To know God means I have to think like God. Jesus. To love God means I have to feel like God. And to talk to God means I have to act like God. See, did you know that there are three different type of people in our society? Oh my God. Ooh, this is a business, kind of half business, half. I'm giving y'all some nuggets I give to employees and people that I counsel and people that we are in the entrepreneurial business to consult. But watch this. Do you know there are three types of people? The first type of people are actors. They just act things out. Then later on, they think about how bad it was. Then they get into a situation of feeling, which ends up in depression. Then secondly, you have feelers. They are led by their feelings, emotions. And if it feels right, they do it. Then later on, they act out what their feelings told them to do. And then they thought how stupid it was. And you can and then they go into a implosion instead of an explosion. Don't you know that everything in you is supposed to come out? He says the power that worketh in you comes out. It's like an explosion. But when we are dealing with the physicality things and the spirituality things crossed up, where we get psychologically into those things, now they affect us in how we maneuver in our relationship with God. We cannot be led by the flesh. Oh my God. Then, watch this. There's that number one stunner. That one that God has called. And that's a thinker. See, a thinker first asks questions. Do you know that there's no other result to get when you ask a question other than a thank you answer? Most of us never ask a question. That's why we ended up in the mess that we were. Because if we would have got the answer, we would have been able to judge that ain't right. That don't even seem right. That don't even seem right. Or we would have got the truth and we'd have been like, no, that's not right. But most of us didn't even ask the question. We just got in the car. We went in the party. We went where we knew we shouldn't have went. We didn't ask the question. Now, a thinker asks questions so they can get an answer. And when you get an answer, you don't make a choice. You make a decision. See, a decision isn't like five fingers where you can make a choice, a choice, a choice, a choice, a choice. You have to make a decision that you stand on. Oh, no, a decision is something you might call me and tell me about, and I'm going to check you on it because that's a decision. See, a thinker is one that says, I'm going to think on these things which are holy, which are pure, which are just. Oh, my God. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Read the whole chapter. But see that you must think on the things of God if you're going to ever receive the things of God. If you don't change your thinking, you'll never change anything. And you can get on board and say, I'm going to finish strong. But if your thinking is not where you're trying to finish strong, you're still doing what you used to do. You're still believing what you used to believe. You're still thinking that the old stuff is the same stuff that's going to get you through. But let me tell you something, my family. It will not work until you become a thinker like God. Now, how do I become a thinker of God? See, a thinker is God of God knows that in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do you know where your heart is? That's the second question. No, not here. Get your hand off your chest. You never loved with this. You never had emotions with this. This heart in your chest only pumps blood. And if the heart up here, which is in your mind, does not send out electrodes and transducers from here to here, this will die. Don't you know if your brain dies, everything else is done? Your mind is a terrible thing to waste because your mind is what controls everything. Don't you know that's why the enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy your mind? He doesn't want you to have the mind of Christ. He doesn't want you to have decisions of like Christ. He doesn't want you to walk like Christ. He doesn't want you to have the word like Christ. Oh, my God. But. He is alive today because I'm going to fight the battle within myself and I'm going to accept the fact that I am a child of God. Yes, a child of God. What is a child of God? A servant. A servant. A servant. What else are you looking for? Are you looking for accolades? And there are a lot of gifts. That's why I love I'm serious. You guys got to support this I Am Fivefold No Limits, because I Am Fivefold tells you that when you're in the Word of God, all you have to believe in the works that he did, and you can do also. And then he says, even on top of that, in John 14, greater things you will do. Oh, my God. Oh, don't get ahead of yourself. What was the most prolific thing that Jesus did on this earth? Servant first. What was the most prolific thing that he did on this earth? He prayed. He prayed more than he did anything. He spent more time with God in the secret place. Remember when he took the rocks up on the mountain? When he went, he prayed more than he did anything. I mean, yes, he healed the sick. Yes, he raised the dead. Yes, he gave sight to the blind. Yes, he gave hearing to the deaf. Yes, he gave sound to the unspeakable. Yes, he did a lot of great things, but he prayed more than he did anything. And if I want to be more like him, and if you want to be more like him, waking up in your mind, getting up in your thinking, moving in your purpose, and finishing strong, you must pray. But a lot of people ask me, what's the first thing you got to do to know God? Pray. Man, I want to go to seminary. I want to get a degree. You better pray first. You better learn to pray first. You better learn God one-on-one through prayer. And that's through his words. Then people say, well, what do I pray? I say, pray the scriptures. And you can't go wrong when you pray the scriptures. And then people say, what's that got to do with me? See, prayer has nothing to do with you. See, that's the finishing strong when you're on your knees. Lord, thank you for the Lord, bless me. The prayer has nothing to do with you. You are more than a conqueror. Why are you praying for you? You are already healed. Why are you praying for you? You've already been transformed. Why are you praying for you? Your prayers are for others. So you can be blessed, healed, and transformed. But then you can transfer the power to somebody else that they can be healed, transformed, and delivered too. See, I understand. The one thing God has for me is to pull somebody up every time I go higher. And believe me, I be trying to pull you higher than me. Go, go, go. No, Pastor, I ain't ready. No, I'll just stay right here. No, go. Because our goal is to go and make disciples. My God, don't you know making disciples says you can be better than me? God loves you more than me. God wants better for you. God called you before he called me. God purposed you. Now, they don't take nothing away from me because the Bible says he'll make the first last and the last first. I'd rather just go on to be last now. Because I know there's only one direction I can go, and that's first. We always trying to run to the first. I'm trying to run to Jesus. I'm trying to run to Jesus. I'm not trying to beat you to the finish line. I'm trying to run to Jesus. Because I know when I get to Jesus, that's on the back seat. That's second place. That's letting you go first. Because guess what? He makes the first last, the ones that's trying to be all that, that's trying to be this, that's trying to do that on their own merits, instead of letting the Holy Spirit push you. Who's pushing you tonight? Who's really your go-to? Who's really giving you your advice? Who is really, oh my God, who is really directing your path? Because the word of God says, oh, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, Proverbs 3:5, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Remember, heart is your mind. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And he says, he shall. Don't you know the word shall is a promise in the word of God. He shall direct your path. Are you ready for your path to get directed? Then you got to acknowledge him. You got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And you cannot acknowledge nothing else but him. You see this emblem now? That is really what it means. Not our will. If anybody's little thing try to get involved, we shut it down quickly, even if it starts with me. This is God's broadcast. This is God's ministry. P2P Ministries, guess what? God is the pastor. Yeah, Pastor E, I'm whatever you want. I'm fivefold to do whatever my pastor wants me to do. But Jesus is the pastor of the Now Network. He is the pastor of P2P Ministries. I'm just a servant. And guess what? I'm going to serve well. Oh, yes. I'm going to get my stripes. I'm going to get my elevation. Yes, I am, because I'm going to obey. Not you and anybody else. And it doesn't matter whether one or none listens or follows. I am going to follow my pastor. And my pastor never leaves me wrong. My pastor never deceives me. My pastor always has results for me. But don't you know that when you serve in your master, you can't serve another? There's only room for one. There's no, you can't serve two masters. You must serve one master. Whom will you serve this day? See, the Bible says that in James 1, that a double-minded man, see, that's somebody serving two masters, is unstable in all his ways. Don't think just because you go to church on Sunday, my God, I ain't throwing no rocks. I might step on a toe. You'll be okay. But you might go to church on Sunday. That doesn't mean anything if you're still going to the club Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, straight to church to try to get some. No, God requires all of me. And I must finally, what? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6 and 10, read it. Oh, everybody knows about 12, 13. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. But did you really pay attention to 10 when he says, finally, I got it, finally. All this time I've been serving you. All this time I've been listening to other people preach. All this time I've been going, but finally I have it. Are you part of the finally? Yes, 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 yes. That say, you know what? I now receive it myself. I'm just a servant trying to confirm. I'm nobody trying to tell somebody about somebody who can do anything for anybody. But you must believe, and it must be your own belief. It can't be my faith. It can't be your faith. It can't be my belief, my faith, my study, my worship. Well, I go to a church, my pastor's off the chain. I hope he is, because if he is, he's growing you to get out. He's teaching you how to go make disciples. If you call him your bishop, then he already sent you out to another place. He already planted you, because that's what bishops do. What's up, Darren? Man, love you. But that's what bishops do. They send out pastors to plant churches with some money in their pocket. And if that person is in your life, and I'm not trying to badmouth nobody. I'm not. I don't throw rocks. I just tell the truth. If they're not trying to send you out farther than you are or grow you higher than you were just 5 seconds ago, you need to change positions and get somewhere else. Because a true leader will try to grow you. A true leader will try to get you out so you can grow others. A true leader. Because a true leader knows how to identify thinkers. Those people that think first before feeling. Then when they feel it, they get it through the spirit that they can act it out through God. Oh, my God. Deuteronomy 28 and 1, it says, hear it, see it, do it now. Hear it, see, there's a process to the word of God that he says, if you hearken diligently to the word of God that I command you this day to observe all the commandments that I command you this day, then you can have whatever it is that you want to have. He says you'll be blessed in the city, in the field. Yeah, go read it. Deuteronomy 28. But you must know the process to hear the word of God, then to see it. Remember, it's not logos, it's rhema. And if you keep looking for the word through the letter, that's all you get is a letter. Oh, 2 Corinthians 3 and 5, it says the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. If you don't have spirit in the word, you have nothing. You're sitting around twiddling your fingers, expecting something to happen. God is not a mysterious God. He is a miraculous God. When you become a miraculous Christian, That you know that I will not be swayed left or right. That you know that I will not be double-minded. See, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Yeah, you got the right clothes on. You say the right hallelujahs. You doing the right stuff. But are you really stable? No, you not. Because late in the midnight hour, you cannot sleep. Late in the midnight hour, you are begging for somebody to come help you. Late in the midnight hour, you in the emergency room. Late in the midnight hour, you are crying out because you do not have peace. You can play the game all you want to, but you must be. You must be saved. You must be delivered. Jesus says, will you be made whole? Whole in your mind, whole in your spirit, whole in your soul, that now you can be what God has called you to be. Someone who will love his neighbor as he loves himself. Someone who will encourage somebody that has never been encouraged. Let me say this to one person out there right now that's right on this broadcast. You have been cast out. You've been talked about. You've been scorned. You've been ridiculed. But let me tell you, God loves you. He loves you more than he loves me. And I know you think because I'm so joyous about him that you think it's more than, no, it's not. He loves you more than he loves me. He just wants you to choose him because he's already chosen you. And it's nothing that you have done. When you ask for forgiveness and believe in him that he will not receive you as his son, as his daughter, you can have a personal relationship with God right now. And it doesn't take me and it doesn't take nobody else. It takes you crying out to him right now and say, I want you. I need you. Less of me and more of you is what I need. I'm not looking for pats on the back. I just want more of you. I guarantee you right now. He's already in your living room. He's already in your bedroom. He's already in your car. He's already right there on the back of your neck. You feel it warm all up in you. You just don't know what's going on with you right now because you've already said it in your spirit. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your... See, when you start to speak it in your spirit, God already... You don't have to verbally say nothing. I tell a lot of people, shut your mouth. Stop letting the enemy hear. Learn tongues that you can have a secret relationship with God that nobody could understand except the interpreter. And you need to become the interpreter. You need to understand that the whole fivefold ministry is for you to understand God because it was nothing you could buy. It was nothing that somebody could give you. You had to be blessed. It was a gift from God. And he's no respecter person. And I must say to you, I must tell you, I must shout this like I never shouted nothing else. Nobody wants you to know this, but I want you to know you can be free tonight. Not a 10-year plan. Not a 30-year plan. Not a 50-year plan. I'm talking about a right now plan. If you decide that he is your Lord, that if you decide that you will not be defeated. See, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it says that the adversary comes to blind the mind. My God, don't you know he doesn't want you to have sound mind. He doesn't want you to be at peace. He doesn't want you on this broadcast, somebody shouting out to you that God loves you more than them. When everybody else is telling you to come follow me and you might get what I have, but no, you can have what I have right now. You can have it all. If God called you, you can have it if you give him all he requires from you. My God, this is very simple. This is not a hard, oh my God, it's not hard. I used to think it was impossible. I used to think I couldn't make it. I'm a PK kid. I was always said that I'd be no good. I was always said I wouldn't make 18. I was a PK kid. They said they're the worst. That the preachers and teaching kids are the worst. These are what people used to speak to me, the words that I used to hear. But thank God I'm not 18, but I'm still alive. Thank God I went through, but I still was able to be saved. Thank God that I have a testimony. And a word of truth to tell you, I don't care what it is, God loves you. I'll shout it again. I don't care what it is that you've done or think you've done or think you're unworthy or what you're sitting there. Somebody's on, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody's on this broadcast tonight, don't even know how, you don't even know me. You don't even know how you got here. You're in sin right now, and you're wondering, how did I get on there? Because God loves you. You keep doing it. Don't stop. Oh, my God. Don't stop. Drink that beer. Smoke that joint. Do whatever, but God loves you. And all he wants you to do is choose him. See, I used to be one that would say, go to rehab and get all that right first. I tried that. It didn't work. I ended up right back where I was. But when I went to the rehab, that was to Jesus Christ. And I learned him. And even though when I first met him, I was still dibbling and dabbling. But the less I had a desire for it, the more I wanted more of him and less of that. And before you know it, cigarettes, cocaine, women, fornication, you name it. All sin was undesirable because I got a new desire. I got a new taste in my mouth. I got a new hunger because, oh my God, because I want the best that he has for me. Now that becomes from having a relationship with him. That you have to honor him in relationship. That when we're talking about starting strong and walking strong, finishing strong is all of it is that God gets the glory in you. That God gets the glory through you. That God is seen in you at all times. You're not double-minded. You're not unstable. You're not worldly anymore. You're not ran from the things on the outside. You're not led from the things that don't make sense, but always try to direct your sense. See, we have to develop patience, family. We have to be obedience, family, and we have to love. Patience, obedience, and love is finishing strong. Even though it's not your call. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know he's going to do what he said he's going to do. You're not trying to fix it and change it. Just trust him and keep on pushing. I'm just going to worship you. I worship you. Almighty God, there is none like you. You got to just jump out with a song sometimes and say.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.